I hereby call this meeting of the Sapphic Council to order.
With these words and the banging of a gavel, Saffron Cotta Ark sat at the head of a living room table, the windows covered up with construction paper and duct tape, dollar store candles placed at regular intervals along the table, and surveyed her domain. Tara sat at her right-hand side, playing some sort of dating sim involving a horse with a human face on her scroll, utterly disinterested in the goings-on of the council, as usual. Yang, Blake, and Weiss sat a little further down, Blake and Yang just absolutely going at it sloppy style in front of their girlfriend. Ruby and Penny, meanwhile, were seated as far from the bees as possible, Penny poised, upright, and ready to take official minutes, while Ruby doodled a startlingly intricate drawing of herself as a robot girl in her notebook. Neon Cat sat upside down in a chair, playing an anime gachapon rhythm game, while Nora drummed her fingers on the table, an urn labeled Pyrrha sitting in her lap. Coco and Velvet seemed to be having a quiet competition as to who is cuter, each of them brewing up increasingly extravagant compliments to whisper in each other's ears. Down the table from them, Robin, Fiona, and May sat in various states of recline over top of Joanna, who was sitting like a normal person while carrying all three of her girlfriends, keeping an eye on the new daughter they just acquired, a girl with green hair that Saffron didn't know, while May shot increasingly lascivious smirks at Winter, who was doing her level best to ignore both May and the makeouts going on involving her sister, and Robin engaged in a spirited political discussion with Sienna. And finally, Ilya sat there, utterly maidenless, wielding a mug that declared, "Don't talk to me until I've had my useless lesbians," filled with a liquid of indeterminate substance that was hopefully coffee. Saffron cleared her throat.
Penny, would you like to recount the minutes from the last meeting?
Penny nodded, servos whirring in her robotic neck.
Affirmative. Last time we confirmed that Velvet and Coco are adorable and are both very cute. We discussed plots to get Willow to recognize her attraction to Kali so she doesn't have to feel guilty about being attracted to Kira. Updated the council ban list to include Cinder, Elm, Harriet, and Neapolitan.
The green-haired girl raised a hand.
Do we have to ban Cinder and Neo?
Yes.
I'm just saying, Ruby Neo is a deeply compelling toxic Yuri ship.
Hey, don't get meta yet. That's for later. Penny, continue.
And we officially welcome Winter to the council after years of emotional repression.
Sienna raised her hand. I thought we said no cops allowed.
Cops? Plural. We can have one. As a treat. Besides, she defected.
Winter shrank in her seat, not quite used to the number of eyes on her, and Saffron's heart twinged. Poor girl, having to be the center of attention, receiving praise and affirmation. How absolutely monstrous of them. She cleared her throat.
Thank you, Penny. Our primary order of business today is on the topic of Raven Bronwyn.
Yang choked on Blake's spit, head whipping around to stare at the head of the table so fast, her hair thwapped Blake in the face. You what? Ruby sighed.
Oh, here we go. First I find out she fucked my mom, now we invite her to the council?
Saffron nodded brightly.
We want to get Raven on the council because she fucked your mom, Ruby. We could really use an elder lesbian.
What am I, chopped liver? Demanded Sienna, who was definitely alive and unstabbed because don't worry about it, she got better.
Or me?
Demanded Robin.
I have three girlfriends, potentially four, depending on if Hellbore becomes canon, and Raven just has toxic Yuri with Ruby's dead mom.
She's not dead,
Ruby grumbled.
She's just having a hot grim summer without me. I want to have a hot grim summer.
Penny dutifully patted her girlfriend's arm.
All the more reason we need Raven on the council. How can we have hot grim summer without the disaster woman herself?
Yang groaned. Do we have to? She like abandoned me and shit. And then she let me walk into an ambush, and then she chose to run away instead of putting herself in danger for my sake. Saffron nodded sagely.
True, but the fandom is obsessed, especially from the perspective of Yang-centric works and such, with the idea that yours and Raven's relationship is irreparable. Because Raven was a pretty terrible mother in the past, which, while true, I think an analysis like that to predict what will happen headed forwards with Raven is incompatible with the show's themes and ideals, and the seeds that have been shown with Raven in V5, V9, and your overall plot arc, as opposed to your character arc, heavily paralleling Raven, except grounded by the people around you and being emotionally vulnerable to and care about those around you, as opposed to Raven, who never accepted that part of herself because she was too afraid to lose it. And what that meant about her. And so she decided the best thing that she could do to not harm the people around her was to remove herself from the equation, because that was easier than actually trying.
Fiona blinked.
Saff, what the heck are you talking about?
Listen, I predicted that she was involved in the last mission. I am fucking right about Raven.
Ruby blinked.
How could you, John's sister, possibly have known about my mom's last mission? Literally nobody knew about that until the blacksmith showed me.
Don't worry about it. Look, the point is I want Raven on the Sapphic Council. All in favor with coming up with strategies for getting her here, say aye.
For a moment, the room was silent, broken up only by Coco and Velvet.
I love you more.
I love you more.
I love you more.
May snickered to herself.
Imagine being that gay. Couldn't be me.
She said, before kissing Robin, Fiona, and Joanna in turn, then smirking at Winter. It was fun getting the schnee to combust. Ruby pouted.
None of you said I.
Yang crossed her arms. Well, yeah. I think we're agreed that nobody else here wants Raven on the council.
I don't know.
Joanna chimed in.
I think she could add a certain je ne sais quoi to council meetings, you know? She can be on the council and ghost the meetings. And we get to call it a success without having to deal with her.
Robin smirked.
Great idea. Besides, then I get to lord my three weed-smoking girlfriends over and drive home how much of a better bird sibling I am to Crow.
Winter narrowed her eyes.
I hardly think that a scion of the Marigold family would partake in marijuana.
You should try it sometime, Ice Queen.
May snarked back with a shit-eating grin. Yang shrugged. I mean, I have some in my pocket. You want it?
Yang, please do not offer my older sister weed.
Weiss huffed indignantly.
She'd be hilarious, and I didn't bring my scroll to record her.
Besides, there's one thing we need to know from Raven.
Saffron continued, as if the weed tangent hadn't come up.
We need to know who top.
Ruby blinked.
Oh, Summer, duh. Raven's the most obvious bottom in the history of bottoms.
Yang blanched. Ruby, why are you okay with any of this? You're talking about our mom. Ruby shrugged.
I'm not gonna lie, Yang. I've been smoking those tree leaves since I ascended. I don't really give a fuck anymore.
Penny gently patted Ruby's shoulder again.
You are staying within your risk tolerances, correct, Ruby?
Ruby gave her robo-girlfriend a deeply sapphic look and nodded vigorously.
Man, I really love how you're alive and still a robot.
Thank you, Ruby. I, too, am very glad to still be alive and a robot. But you need to wake up.
Ruby blinked.
Wait, what?
Penny's expression grew serious.
You need to wake up, Ruby. You've been living in a dream world. You have to let me go.
Silence reigned for a moment, as Ruby's expression slowly changed into one of shock and disbelief. Until Penny dabbed.
Got him!
Ruby huffed.
Wow, I can't believe my girlfriend is insufferable.
You know my insufferability is one of your favorite things about me.
You said that one time!
And I'm holding it over you forever.
Yang raised a finger. So, about my mom? Saffron smiled at Yang.
Oh yeah, your mom is definitely insufferable.
Yang blinked. Let me finish.
That's what your mom said last night,
said Robin. Yang whipped around to stare at her, and she snickered. Fiona bapped Robin on the arm.
Robin, be nice. It's not her fault we fucked her mom.
Joanna leaned back in her chair, smiling.
Good times.
Yang's mouth did an extremely impressive impression of a fish. Wow, I hate all of you.
Ahem.
Said a lone voice from Saffron's right hand. Terra Cotta Ark looked up from her scroll.
I have to go pick up Adrian from the daycare. Put out the candles and take down the cardboard before I get back, okay?
Saffron sighed fondly.
Yes, ma'am. Same time next week, everyone.
A number of murmured assents rumbled through the crowd. Blake and Weiss started making out.
And you wonder why I never come to visit,
grumbled John from the stairs.
That was fun.
We fucking did it.
I like how both of us just started doing the Jean line.
We fucking won!
Yeah.
It only took 20 minutes, too.